So hi, welcome to Tech Talks at TechEd New Zealand 2013. And I'm Ryan Crocor. I work on the Windows Azure team as a technical evangelist. And with me today is Chris Auld.
How you doing, Ryan?
How's it going?
Not bad, mate.
Good, good. So Chris, tell me about this thing called the cloud and little old New Zealand. And you know, how's it going down here with cloud adoption?
Well, I mean, the cloud's a really broad topic and maybe a little over abused sometimes too. So if we were to sort of drill down on a specific part of the cloud being Microsoft's Windows Azure platform, that's probably the area that sort of most familiarity to me. It's really a platform that allows us to easily build and deploy apps and run them in really mission critical data centers. You know, you guys have got some great history building and running data centers. The nice thing about Windows Azure is that we can, you know, pony up with our credit card and buy enterprise class hosting in your data centers for significantly less than what we'd pay for it here in New Zealand.
So one of the things, you know, I deal with customers every day and, you know, kind of talk to them about Windows Azure. And a lot of times, you just get the initial pushback that says, no, we're not interested in it because, you know, you don't have a data center in New Zealand and we're this tiny little island and we're connected to the world with a wet piece of string and therefore the cloud's not for us. You know, how are you guys seeing, you know, at Intergen, how are you seeing, you know, that adoption?
Yeah, I mean, you'll get a little bit of pushback on that. You know, our internet is actually not that bad. Right. You know, so it's probably a little maligned in that regard. But also, you know, down here in little old New Zealand, our customers aren't here for many organizations.
Yeah,
so many organizations, our customers are overseas. And so that ability to take advantage of those remote data centers and push those applications out overseas, you know, is really...
So Chris, if you were a New Zealand company and you were wanting to take advantage of the cloud, how would you go about doing it?
We've really got a couple of different scenarios, Ryan. So if we think about greenfields, right?
Yeah.
You're building a new application, complete no-brainer to go and stick it up on Windows Azure, right? You know, it's going to give you enterprise class hosting, it's really cheap to run, you know, it's just a complete no-brainer. If you've already got an application, it's a little bit harder, right? So for a brownfields type of scenario, the big challenge is that you're probably chasing, you know, some incremental improvements in overall cost, maybe some incremental improvements in overall sort of capability.
Yeah.
You need to balance those against what it's going to cost you to get your application up into the cloud. And that's always been the challenge, right? How much does it cost to get up there?
So it just comes down to your return on investment.
Exactly. If you're saving a couple of $100 a month, it costs you $50,000 to get it up there, you know, it just doesn't pay off. Leave it where it is, sunk cost, go and do something else.
Yeah.
Right. You know, one of the neat things that we've seen in the past 12 months or so is that we've started to see a bunch of new stuff ship in the Azure platform that lets us more easily move some of those existing applications. So things like Windows Azure Infrastructure as a Service, and that really gives us virtual machines to rent up in the cloud, right? It's a whole lot easier to go and lift and shift stuff off-premise, whether it's in physical or virtual servers. We can do a P2V, got on a virtual machine on-prem, pick the VHD up, slap it in the cloud, wham, bam, thank you, ma'am, you're in the cloud.
Yeah, that's great.
Right? And that's great as long as you're kind of looking for like, right? If you're trying to get some of those additional cloud benefits, you know, elastic capacity, ability to scale out massively and so forth, that approach doesn't really work, right? Because, you know, you can't scale up much in the cloud. The VM sizes are only so big. So you've got to be a bit more creative if you're going to do that.
Cool, so I'm glad you brought up creativity because, you know, I think, you know, anyone who knows you knows that, you know, you've got a bit of a creative streak to you. So, you know, can you give me an example where you've worked with a customer where you've actually had to put on your creative thinking hat?
So I like caching.
Yeah.
I don't think we do enough caching, right? If a customer wheels me in to go and do a bit of a sort of an architecture review, I can usually get, you know, a couple of orders of magnitude performance improvement out of just sticking in some caching.
First question you ask is what's
your
caching?
You've done
strategy?
Some caching, right? Yeah. I'm gonna look like a rock star. We'll have this twice as fast by the end of the day. So caching is a great way to be creative in the cloud. And one of the things that I'm quite excited about at the moment is this idea of leaving on-prem stuff on-prem and where it's read-only, right, type of usage and potentially getting smashed, right, in high load scenarios, we can use caching in the cloud to basically take some of that load off our on-prem
servers.
Cool.
Yeah.
So there's a couple of options there. The first and easiest one is to take advantage of the Windows Azure CDN, right, Content Distribution Network, to take some load off your on-prem server. So any static content, JavaScript files, images, you know, anything that could be regarded as static, well, you could stick a TTL of, you know, 60 minutes to, you know, a day on it.
Yep.
You can push up through Windows Azure Storage and then into the CDN by turning on the CDN for that.
Yep.
So that's kind of the super easy approach. And the slightly more interesting one that we're working on at the moment, we've got a customer with a SharePoint site that is pretty mission critical. They have a challenge where they've got a few events a year where it just gets the crap smashed out of it.
So normally it runs just fine as it is, and then every now and then it just melts.
I mean, we're talking like tens of orders of magnitude more traffic than when these things happen. Yeah. And so it's like, how can we use Azure to fix this? And you sort of, well, we can pick the VMs up and throw them in Azure. Yeah. But even then, it's only going to get us so much scale. So what I want to try and do is to break apart the whole I need high availability from the I need elastic scale problem. And the way we're looking at doing that, and it's still, we're kicking the tires of this approach at the moment, is to leave the SharePoint stuff on-prem, spin up some servers in Windows Azure. We're actually going to use Linux servers up there.
Cool.
Right? Yeah. We're going to use Linux servers running a thing called Nginx, which is a massively high-performance web server.
Interesting.
Right? Yeah. So it's going to deal with all that traffic. Behind that, we're not going to run Apache or anything. We're going to run, effectively, we're going to run it as a reverse proxy server. Right? We're going to use it as a caching reverse proxy server. We're going to try and use something like Redis, right? And Redis is basically it's a bit like a NoSQL, it's a NoSQL database, right? But you can think of Redis as an in-memory NoSQL database that happens to also let you persist a disk.
That's pretty cool.
Right, so we're going to have inbound traffic is going to come into our reverse proxy server. It's going to hit Nginx.
Yeah.
That's going to do the proxying, right? It's going to go and fetch it from SharePoint. It's going to bring it back. It's going to stick it in Redis as our in-memory cache, and Redis is then in the background going to write it to disk.
Yeah, for durable.
Going to serve it out of the cache.
That's
right?
Pretty
the nice
awesome.
Thing about it being durable is if we boot those front-end servers, we pull it back out of disk rather than having to go and refetch it from the SharePoint server.
That's pretty cool. Right. So now you can actually have, you know, you've solved the scale problem, but you haven't gone through all the pain of moving an on-prem system into the cloud.
Exactly. We've separated the two areas of concern.
Absolutely.
Right? We have a scale concern, and we've solved that. We have a high availability concern, and we can now go and solve that independently and potentially change the dial a little there as well.
That certainly is pretty creative. So thanks for that, and that's Tech Talks, folks.
Great, thanks, Ryan.
Cool.